Paul Bremer, the top U.S. administrator in Iraq, will brief members of Congress today on current circumstances in Iraq and the outlook for its future. Congressional Democrats have questioned claims the Bush administration made before invading Iraq and the handling of the aftermath. Some leading Senate Republicans are defending the president. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The opening salvo in the president's defense came late last week from Senate Majority Whip Mitch McConnell. In their zeal to score political points, he declared, the president's critics have, in his words, sacrificed the national interest on the altar of partisan politics. Yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist kept up that theme on the Senate floor. He expressed astonishment at the media coverage the Iraq imbroglio has been getting lately.
Even in defeat, Saddam has the power seemingly to turn the free world against itself and divert the press's attention, the media's attention, from his monstrous crimes. I say this because for the last week and a half, we've had a glossing over of the atrocities that this man had committed.
Frist said the U.S. is not fighting a large-scale insurgency in Iraq, but rather what he called dead-enders from the old regime who have no popular support. He pointed out that 30,000 Iraqi police are back on the job and insisted there's been progress on the security front.
Except for the area, the central area, a small area, an important area, but a small area encompassing Tikrit and Baghdad, security throughout the rest of Iraq has improved, and indeed more than 80% of the country is living in a more secure environment than they were before the war.
The majority leader did not mention that most Iraqis inhabit that small, less secure central area. Utah Republican Senator Bob Bennett, for his part, chided those who questioned the intelligence the administration used to justify an Iraq invasion.
I do not feel misled. I do not feel uninformed. I do not feel that the intelligence was bad. Insufficient? Of course. Intelligence is always insufficient. But that doesn't mean that it was deliberately manipulated. That doesn't mean that it was planted. That doesn't mean that anybody did anything except the very best he or she could do in good faith.
Bennett said intelligence failures led to both the bombing of a civilian production plant in Sudan and the Chinese embassy in Belgrade during the Clinton administration. Would we be better off, he asked, if those incidents had not happened? The answer, he said, is yes. However,
if the intelligence was flawed in Iraq, the same question still applies. Would we be better off if we had not toppled Saddam Hussein? And until someone is willing to answer that question, yes, I am not willing to give credence to their complaints about this president and this White House.
Bennett stressed he did not think bad intelligence got the U.S. into Iraq, but even if it had, the outcome was good, he said. The president's allies made clear yesterday this line of defense will be heard again if chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons are not found in Iraq. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.